Australia's narrow 2-1 win is a statistical epitaph. More importantly, the spirited nature of this series revived waning interest in the game. The mood of the crowd at the match presentation conveyed their euphoria and admiration for Worrell's gracious, gallant leadership. The introductions were made by the chairman of the Board of Control, Sir Donald Bradman.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very sad to say that the time has come to ring down the curtain on this series of test matches. But I speak to you today as chairman of the Australian Board of Control for International Cricket, and on our own behalf, and on behalf of the cricket-loving public of Australia, I want to pay tribute to the captains and the two teams who have provided us with such magnificent cricket this summer. You've all heard so much about the great revival that has taken place in cricket. And for that, we thank our West Indian guests who have come here. They have made it possible, and they have given us some superb cricket. But I would also like to say that I think Richie and his boys have been equally responsible and have played their full part. Now, as you know, we had a tie in Brisbane, the most fantastic finish in history. And in order to commemorate that wonderful occasion, the Board of Control created a trophy for permanent competition between Australia and the West Indies. And it was decided in honour of a very brilliant cricketer who unfortunately has now played his last test match in Australia, that we should call it the Frank Worrell Trophy. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, Frank Worrell has been, and in fact still is, a great cricketer in the artistic mould, and there aren't very many of them about, and we regret deeply that we shan't have the pleasure of seeing him again. But in addition, I can tell you, he's a grand sportsman and he's a very gallant loser. This trophy, which we have here, I'm going to hand it to Frank, and I'm going to ask him to present it to Richie, who is the winning captain. And the next time these two teams meet, which will probably be in the West Indies, then they will play again for this trophy. You'll find that it has on the top of it one of the cricket balls used in the famous tie match in Brisbane. There is the trophy, ladies and gentlemen, and I know these boys are very tired because they've had a very trying match. So without further ado, I'll hand this over to Frank. Thank him once again for the wonderful performance they've put up this year, and ask him to do the honours.
Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is indeed a very sad and happy occasion, because the join of the stumps this afternoon marked the end of the most sensational, interesting, and enjoyable series that any West Indies team has ever been engaged in. It also marks the culmination of a very enjoyable stay in our country, and we'd like to thank all those people for the very kindly letters, and those of you for the lavish hospitality. We're also sad to think that we shan't be taking this back with us. And judging from the standard of the batting today, well, I think I'm left with the duty of explaining to our people at home what this trophy looks like, what it feels like. I should be able to tell them where it is and where it's likely to stay until we meet you again. We've had a very enjoyable tour, and if sort of fortune decreed that this trophy should stay in Australia, we have got to congratulate Richie and his men for this wonderful fight back at Adelaide, and for dominating the scene here in this match. And we are looking forward to seeing this trophy in the West Indies, where we shall try to wrest it from you in the same friendly and exciting manner as it has been won during the series. I've got two duties to perform. I've got to present this trophy to Richie. I'd like to congratulate him and his men for the wonderful cricket. And secondly, I've got a little token which I should like to present to him also. And firstly, Richie, congratulations to you and the boys. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a symbol here of a scalp. Secondly, you can have my neck. And you can have the upper half of my body. I shall refrain from offering the lower half of my body because the knees wouldn't stand him in any stead. Thank you all.
Sir Donald Bradman, Frank, ladies and gentlemen, Frank was kind enough to say that he was offering me a scalp and his neck and the upper half of his body, but I'm quite certain that you will all agree with me that he himself will remain in the hearts of cricket lovers in this country for many a long day. It's always a very sad thing to come to the end of a test series. It's always a very happy thing to have won. And in this particular instance, it is a magnificent moment to stand here in front of all you people and to be able to say that, having played in this, my 50th test match, I've never played in five more memorable nor more enjoyable games, nor have I and my team ever played against a finer bunch of cricketers than these West Indians. The trophy that has been so well named, the Frank Worrall Trophy, was the finish of an idea that started after that memorable Brisbane test. And I'll put it to you that the Australian Board of Control could have chosen no finer name for that trophy than the one they eventually came up with. For I've come to know Frank pretty well in this particular season. You generally get to know your opposing team and your opposing captain pretty well. And I would like to tell you that it's not only been a pleasure to play against our visitors and against Frank, but to play in a series as captain opposite Frank Worrell has been a privilege. There's little more I can say except thank you to all you people out here who have supported the game and supported cricket this year, and a very, very big thank you to my own team who gave me such wonderful support during the series, and an even bigger thank you to our West Indian friends and Frank who have done such a wonderful job. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our little ceremony, and I think now everybody can go home and save up their pennies for the next series. Thank you very much.